The reading from the New Testament is taken from the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 4, 13 to the end. Believers who have died. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep with him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Here ends the New Testament reading.
Please sit down. Let's pray. Lord, speak to us through your word, to our hearts and minds today, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday and today, we remember the soldiers, sailors and Air Force crew who have been died or been injured fighting for our country in the two world wars and in more recent wars. And we remember also the civilians and all those who have died in war and have been injured. This is the 98th, I think, Remembrance Sunday, which started in 1919, a year after the First World War. Maybe the 99th, sorry if my counting is wrong. And the poppy has always been its symbol, after its innocent seeds colonised the churned-up battlefields. At that time, virtually everyone in our country knew someone who had died fighting in the war. Remembering was part of the grieving, and for many, it was remembering every day. But now far fewer of us have known someone who died in military service. But we still remember the dead. We still maintain the war memorials in every village and town. Now, we're not doing this to glorify war. When a war memorial says to our glorious dead, we're not saying that war itself is glorious or good. War is horrible. It's evil. Many evil things happen in war. But I'm afraid it's what happens in this world when evil men, I'm afraid they are usually men, get out of control. Because although war causes massive pain and suffering, letting evil triumph can be even worse. Children, you're familiar with school playgrounds. Have you ever seen fighting going on there? And I think all of us will have had sometime or another had experience with bullies in the past at school. Children fighting each other causes hurt and pain, and teachers stop it as soon as they can. But as many children know, letting the bully have their own way is even worse and causes more pain over a longer period. And I'm afraid sometimes it's like that in a much bigger and much worse scale. And we have our armed services to defend our people from evil and oppression. Remembrance Sunday isn't about glorifying war. It's to remind us how much pain and loss war causes, particularly to those who bear the brunt of the fighting, our military forces. So we